ओम शांति। ऑल ऑफ यू आर सेट? ओके, जस्ट लाइक व्हेन यू ट्रैवल इन द एरोप्लेन, अनलेस यू टेक योर सीट, सेट योरसेल्फ ऑन द सीट एंड पुट योर सीट बेल्ट, द फ्लाइट कैनॉट टेक ऑफ। So, can we take off now? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So, first of all, I would like to take this opportunity to extend a hearty welcome to all the first timers to Baba's home in this Kalpa. Why? Because you have been here before, that is why you are here now. And you will be here again and again. Right? So, welcome, welcome. And I'm sure you're all looking forward to meet Bab Dada tomorrow and celebrate his birthday and your birthday. Right? So you're happy about that? Yeah. So have you made a note of your date of birth? Better think about it. When was your birthday? When did Baba find you? When did you accept Baba and Baba accepted you? That is your birthday. Okay? So, we are all on spiritual journey. All of us. Our journey begins the moment we wake up in the morning, saying good morning to Baba, and our journey finish at night when we are on the bed saying good night to Baba. But the experience where what we have when we begin our journey is different from what we experience at the end of the journey of the day. So we begin our spiritual journey with the awareness, I am a soul. And our journey ends at night by embodying that awareness, what we call Smriti Swarup. Embodiment of awareness. That is the right way to lead a Brahmin life. Begin the day with awareness, end the day by being embodiment of awareness. Suppose if somebody asks you, have you seen a soul? How many of you have seen the soul? Raise your hand. So only two souls have seen. The rest of you have not seen the soul? And you believe you are a soul? How many of you believe you are a soul? Raise your hand. So you believe something without seeing? People say in the world, seeing is believing. So what it means to see the soul? This morning also Baba said, soul is very tiny, very subtle. You can't see. But you can experience soul. You can feel the presence of the soul in the body. That is why We have the faith. Do you have the faith? You are a soul? All of you? Suppose if somebody will tell you, no, you are not a soul. You are Mr. So-and-so. Would you agree? So, how did you believe? How did you believe? See, somebody can give you sugar instead of salt, instead of sugar, and tell you this is sugar you eat. So, will you believe it is sugar and eat the salt as sugar? You can taste it, isn't it? So, Baba's knowledge, nothing is blind faith. It's not because you are told you are a soul and you believe and you live like that. No. I must understand and then accept. That is why there are three stages: knowing, accepting, and being. So you can know through knowledge, information, I am a soul. Right? Second stage, knowing is of the intellect. Your intellect knows, I am a soul. Second stage, accepting. Accept. I am a soul. That is from the heart. So when you accept something from the heart, you cannot have doubt in it. In knowing, there could be doubt. But in accepting, there is no doubt because your heart agree. And the third stage is being soul conscious. Being soul conscious. You know, as I walk, as I talk, as I eat, as I perform action, I have that awareness in my action. Like the other day Mohini Ben was saying, the proof you are soul conscious when you are seeing others as a soul is when you tell that person to do something for you, they will immediately agree. Because your soul conscious energy is so positive, it motivates that soul to agree to do what you say. So that means positive energy flow in soul consciousness. So that is our first lesson. I am a soul. And that is going to be our final lesson. I am a soul. Only difference is in the application of that soul consciousness in action is different. So unless I practice soul consciousness, I cannot embody that consciousness as a way of living. See, how did you come to know so-and-so is your name, Mr. A? How did you know that that is your name? Because from the time I was born, they were calling me and I was responding to the sound vibrations. And as I grew, my subconscious mind, it got recorded. So, even in sleep, if somebody calls my name, I will respond to them. So, I have embodied that name in my life. Suppose, say, they called you baby when you were born. So now you are a grandmother. They still call you baby. If they call you by other name, you won't respond. Because you are known as baby in your family. It has gone into the subconscious mind. So that is called natural practice. You don't practice. It's naturally there in the subconscious mind. That's why you respond, you know, when somebody talks about you, immediately you become alert. Your subconscious mind is activated. Right? So now, what Baba wants us to practice to make Baba's remembrance constant is soul consciousness natural. Now we are thinking. See, we are only thinking when we sit in yoga. I am a soul, point of light, peaceful soul. We are repeating, thinking. We are not being. When you become soul conscious, you don't have to think. A doctor don't have to think all the time, I am a doctor, I am a doctor. He is. But today, the body consciousness has gone so deep that we keep on forgetting to see ourselves and see others. So today, I am going to share with you variety of ways to practice because, you know, human tendency is that when there is kind of variety, you tend to get more interest to practice, you know. If it is only one way, it is boring. So, Baba uses 7 words. No, 7 ways of practicing soul consciousness. According to the action we do during the day. Because we are doing different actions during the day, isn't it? You know, sometimes very concentrated action, sometimes relaxed, sometimes routine job. So, we can choose the type of soul consciousness I would like to practice according to the action. And these words comes in the Murli. It is not a new word that you are hearing for the first time here. But you have to really connect that word with the context. In which context Baba is talking that word of soul consciousness. Then you will be able to connect. One thing is definite, that if you are not soul conscious, you cannot connect with Baba. You know, in science, they say opposite poles attract. But in silence, like attracts like. So if you are soul conscious, so God, who is like you, pulls you like a magnet. I am pulled towards Baba like a magnet. Because like attract like. Just like they say, love begets love. Remembrance begets remembrance. it is always, always important to pay attention to practice the first lesson. And to make our practice interesting, so we can choose the different stages of soul consciousness, what we call. Of course, in Hindi, we have different words, you know, but in English, the words may sound similar, but they are not same. For example, the first stage, what we call Dehi Abhimani. Baba calls it every time in the Murli, Dehi Abhimani, which means soul separate from the body. Deha is body. Dehi means separate from the body. So that means we are two distinct energies. One living, another non-living. So, first thing, I must train myself to practice this Dehi Abhimani stage. That means that I, the soul, I am separate, body separate. So for this, we always give the example of car and driver. So soul is the driver, body is the car. So as I walk, as I eat, as I perform mundane action, I must keep the attention to separate myself from the body. Soul is imperishable, body is perishable. Soul is, you know, living energy, body is non-living. So I must experiment using the awareness of the soul. The first stage, this can be practiced in your gross actions, like say you are washing, cleaning, wiping, ironing, whatever physical actions you are doing, you can easily separate, because the iron is separate from the person who is doing the ironing. So I, the soul, I am Karanhar, and I am also Karavanhar. That is the one you should use for the first stage, Dehi Abhimani. Karanhar means the one who does. Karavanhar means the one who makes you do. So I, the soul, I am looking through my eyes, but I am behind the eyes. I am not the eyes itself. I am listening through the ears, but I am separate. So I must feel myself, body, I am in the body, I am not of the body. Like the house and the dweller of the house. They're separate, isn't it? Dress and the actor. Actor is separate from the dress. So I must feel that separation. You know, I must feel that separation. Then you begin to experience lightness. The first thing that happens is lightness. The second thing that happens in this first stage is your thoughts will slow down. And the quality of your thoughts become positive. So these three things you can look out in the first stage of soul consciousness. Dehi Abhimani. And you can practice this all the time. Every time you use the word I, that day Mohini Ben was telling, always add the word I, the soul. Then one more word, I, the soul, I am peace. I, the soul, I am love. So if I don't experience one of the seven qualities of the soul, I am not soul conscious. It's not blank. The soul is not blank. It's not void. So that's why she suggested, I am a soul, I am peace. I am a soul, I am love. I am a soul, I am power. It must go with one value of the soul so that you can feel the vibrations of soul consciousness. So your thoughts are slowed down. Speed will be less. You will still think and the quality will be positive. Negative thoughts, waste thoughts, cannot come in soul consciousness. So that is an indication, thermometer, to check to what extent you are soul conscious. Because soul is energy, and it is made up of, like a ray of light is made up of seven colors. So soul is energy, point of light, made up of seven qualities. So one or the other quality should follow in my feeling as soon as I say, I am a peaceful soul. I am a loveful soul. Seven qualities: peace, love, power, purity, truth, knowledge, and bliss. These are the seven qualities. It just go together, just like when you walk, the shadow follows you, right? You don't have to make effort for the shadow to follow you. When you walk against light, the shadow follows. So when you have real awareness, I am a soul energy, the driver of this body, so one or the other qualities should follow with that. It's together. It cannot be separated. So check during the whole day. You have to pay attention to practice it. Then only you get the experience. Then the second stage is what we call Atma Abhimani. You know, that means soul conscious stage. Atma Abhimani stage. So in this stage, you become the master, self-sovereign. Atma Abhimani stage means being a self-sovereign. So your mind, your intellect, your sanskaras, all are under control. You don't have the problem of your mind running here, your intellect running there. No, they are all in harmony. So when you are performing an action, when you come in relationship, if there is that harmonious personality inside, you are Atma Abhimani. You are soul in the body. And yet you are not the body. You can feel the mastery, the mind, the intellect, sanskaras, all in working in harmony, so you begin to experience silence. In Atma Abhimani stage, you experience your real quality of silence. Not artificial artificial silence, because there is no conflict inside. There is no disharmony. So that is real, real soul consciousness, Atma Abhimani stage. When you have embodied the qualities of the soul in your life, others can feel that from you. Not only you feel. Then the third stage is what we call Videhi stage. Videhi stage actually means like it's a little bit close to bodiless, but it is little bit different. Because when you are in Videhi stage, you have a lot of self-respect. You are able to adopt one or the other title in the form of self-respect that Baba has given me. Like for example, I am Master Almighty Authority. That is one of my self-respect. So because I am seated on that seat of self-respect, you know, even Baba becomes my helper. Baba becomes my obedient servant to help me. Not only that, because I am a self-sovereign, all the five elements of matter become my servant. All my habits and sanskaras become my servant. So you can feel yourself with ruling power and controlling power. So you would not need to chase after your mind running here and there. That means you are not in Videhi stage. You are not in your stage of self-respect. You know, the one who is seated on the seat of self-respect, the sign is they are humble. They give respect to others. Even if somebody disrespected them, they don't react. Reaction is only when you are body conscious. You can react in your mind, you can react in your words, you can react in action. You know? So which is body consciousness? So Videhi stage is when you embody any of the titles, seat of self-respect that Baba has given you, and with those awareness you exercise ruling power and controlling power. So this is something that I need to check when a challenge comes, when a situation comes. Am I Videhi? Am I Dehi Abhimani? Or am I in Dehabhiman? Dehabhiman means body consciousness. That is the third stage, you know, Videhi stage, Videhi. So in this stage you are actually be a detached observer over everything. You are not affected. You are unaffected by any situation, any person, any problems that is around you. You are like a lotus flower, say, in the water, above the water. So in the first stage of soul consciousness, Dehi Abhimani, you have positive thoughts. Okay? So, in the state of Atma Abhimani, you embody those positive thoughts. You become. And in the third stage, Videhi, your positive thoughts become pure thoughts. So what is the difference between positive and pure thought? Positive thoughts are good thoughts. Pure thoughts are clean thoughts because it is without any selfish motive. Positive thoughts which are free from selfish motive, they are called pure thoughts. So there is so much of purity in my thoughts, in the body, you know, what we call it as the Videhi stage. So by that time you would have become so light. Light in the sense of weight, you know, you don't feel any weight of the body. Then the fourth stage is called bodiless stage. That is what Baba is asking us to practice more and more. Bodiless. It is not unconscious stage. It is not like you have died, you know. Because when the people die, they become bodiless. But we have to become bodiless while we are alive. How do you know? You can practice bodiless stage while sitting in meditation or even while you're walking, you know, like traffic control 1 minute. You can practice. So there are 5 signs. So if I am bodiless, first of all, I go beyond my name. No name for the soul. You go beyond name, then beyond sex, bodiless, bodiless soul. Soul don't have any sex, male or female. Bodiless stage is sexless stage. No gender. I am a bodiless soul. And thirdly, I am beyond age. There is no age for bodiless soul. Age, body, soul is ageless. It exists forever. It is energy. So beyond age, beyond name, beyond gender, beyond time. See, when a person dies, they go beyond time. We only say at this time the soul left the body. But the soul who left the body don't know what is time. Can they know? They don't know what time they left the body. We know beyond time. And then beyond sound, silence. Bodiless means dead. Silence. Dead silence. Have you remember any time when somebody has died in your family, the whole room is filled with dead silence? But that dead silence is a bit emotional. It makes people cry because of attachment. But when I am in meditation, to be honest, to practice bodiless stage, you cannot do it when you are doing action. You have to be detached totally from action. Then only you can go beyond. Bodiless stage is beyond. Videhi stage, Dehi Abhimani stage, Avyakta. they have been, you know, these three stages are observer, detached observer. Bodiless means totally beyond. That's what Baba calls it as dying alive, in one word. To become bodiless means die alive. Have you died? When you die, the whole world is dead for you. So you experience dead silence. So in the beginning it was peace. Then you experience silence. Then in bodiless stage, dead silence. The original quality of the soul. Because I don't have name, I don't have time, I don't have gender, I don't have age. Beyond age also. Soul is no aging. It's always soul, energy. So, 1 minute of bodiless stage, you know, is equal to 1 hour of sleep. When you sleep for 1 hour, you recharge your body with energy, rejuvenate. So, 1 minute enough bodiless stage gives you the energy as if you have slept for 1 hour. Because it is totally detachment from the body. Body separate, I am separate. This is very, very important to practice according to the present time. Bodiless stage. At least 1 minute every hour. Because of two reasons. One is, at the time of destruction, there will be many evil spirits hanging around who have left the body before time, and they have bodies are not ready yet. So if I am not bodiless, sometimes those souls can possess me. But if I am bodiless soul, I don't have a body, nobody can touch me. I will be fearless. Bodiless soul is fearless soul. So, see, when you sleep, now for example, what is sleep called? Can you call it bodiless stage? It's a little bit similar, but not the same. See, when you had really quality sleep, what do you say? Huh? I had really sound sleep today. 4 hours of sleep feel like one minute passed. You go beyond. But that is not meditation. If that was meditation, people would have slept all the time. But that is an involuntary action. See, you may go to bed, but when you fall asleep, you don't know, right? So, I must consciously detach myself from the body and go beyond. Nothing should pull me. Today Baba said, no sakar, no nirakar, no akar, nothing should be remembered. Just Baba and myself. Point of light, point of light. So do you know what is sleep? Who sleep? Last night did you sleep? Who slept? Body? Who slept? Body cannot sleep. Because body has lot of function to do at sleep. Yeah, digestive system, circulatory system, all the systems are work with full force.
Who sleep? Soul? Soul don't sleep. Because you have dreams in the, you know, when you are sleeping. How do you get dreams if the soul is sleeping? So then, what is sleep? What is the definition of sleep? Very simple. When I, the soul, I feel I have used my body a lot today. My body is tired. I want to sleep. So I disengage myself, detach my sense organs from the body, and that is called sleep. A soul detaching itself from the body, disengage from the sense organs, that is called sleep. So if you have had that detachment practice in action, when you go to sleep, you have quality sleep. So why do people want to sleep and eat? Because these two things give energy. So when you practice 1 minute of bodiless stage, it gives you so much energy like a glucose, you know, drips for a patient. Sometimes it can also work like a painkiller. When you have lot of pain in the body, bodiless stage that you have experienced, make you feel painless. This is what we have seen in Dadi's life. It is not that they don't have pain, but they feel painless. In the sense, they become bodiless. So they don't feel the sorrow of the pain. There is pain, but no sorrow. That is bodiless stage. Have you experienced that? So bodiless stage does not mean go to sleep. You are very alert but full of energy. That is the fourth stage of soul consciousness. Then the fifth stage of soul consciousness is seed stage. Now, seed stage is different from bodiless stage. No, seed stage is my eternal stage in the soul world. How the soul was like a seed in the soul world, in the incorporeal tree. That is the seed stage. It is equal to God. Bap Saman stage, seed stage. Master seed. Full of energy, full of powers, full of virtues, full. So it is like experiencing mukti. Seed stage is mukti stage. You just be, that is all. You don't think I am not soul. You don't think I am not body. You are. Because you have built up soul consciousness in such a way, just that awareness, I am resident of Parandham, is enough. You stay there as long as you want. And feel and fill yourself with the energy, the vibration, and then come on to this earth to play the part. You can feel, you know, you belong to some other place. But it is a stage of fullness. Then Now, how many stages you had? Deha, Dehi Abhimani, Atma Abhimani, Videhi, Ashariri, seed stage, now angelic stage, Farista, Avyakta stage. That means I am point of light, but I am in the body of light. So you can be angel and continue to perform actions also. Yeah? Continue to perform actions also. You don't need to stop performing action because angels are always at service. They are not idling, you know. They are constantly on the go. So that means I am in the body of light, and light, because of my purity, the stage, the speed of seva that I do is faster. Like now Baba says, Baba takes only 1 second to tour the whole world. Because he is subtle. But when he was in Bharat, he was only confined to Madhuban, that's all, because the limitations of the body. But after he became Avyakt, no limitation. So it's light in the body of light. So how that body of light is created? With your purity. Purity that you have accumulated becomes a kind of aura around you. So as you walk, people can only see your aura, not your physical body anymore. So you are just like your feet. The feet of your intellect is flying. You are not stranded anymore. And then the last stage of, last stage, seventh stage of soul consciousness is lost in love of one. I and Baba become merged, lovely in stage. So I merge in Baba to such an extent that I become like the flame, just like a moth, jump into the flame, become flame itself, right? That is Bhavsaman stage. A moth, jump into the flame and become a flame. So I, the soul, I merge into Baba and become one with Baba. But we are separate energies, but become one with Baba. Lovely. That is called Jwalamukhi. That is the stage called fire of yoga, where in a short time the sins of many births are burned. Because it is such a fire that reaches to the subconscious mind. So I must aim, when I am in Madhuban, I must aim at experiencing Jwalamukhi, fire of yoga, so that I transform myself totally. Otherwise, superficial transformation takes place, but real transformation don't. So what we are going to do now, in 10 minutes, we experience 7 stages. Quickly, quickly. No writing now. You have already understood, right? Now don't write anything. I will just give you the signal. When I say Dehi Abhimani, so you just sit where you are no writing, eyes open, look straight and be a point. That's all. No churning, nothing. After 1 minute, whatever time, I would say, Dehi Abhimani. No, the Atma Abhimani. First is Dehi Abhimani, okay? Second, Atma Abhimani. Then you stand up and face each other. And look at the soul, seeing yourself as a soul. And nothing else. Atma Abhimani. And feel one or the other qualities of the soul. Okay? And third, Videhi. I will give you one seat of self-respect to practice. I am Master Almighty Authority Soul. So you turn your face behind yourself. Okay? Face the person behind you and look at the center of the forehead with that seat of self-respect. I am Master Almighty Authority Soul. Then fourth, bodiless. What will you do? You just stand straight in whatever way you are. Without shaking, without moving, for 1 minute you are dead. Bodiless means I am dead to the world, the whole world is dead. Dead silence. Then number five, seed stage. In 1 second, I fly to Parandam, golden red light region. I sit straight in front of the Supreme Light, me and Baba. Bas, sweet silence. So let us experience these stages first. Are you ready? No music, no commentary. I just really tell you only one word. And you do that, okay? Keep yourself free from bag. Don't touch anybody next to you. Separate, separate. Otherwise you can't do this exercise. Okay? Sit properly. Yeah. Are you ready? Can we start? Okay. Dehi Abhimani stage. Atma Abhimani stage. Stand up, give drishti. Looking at the forehead of the soul in front of you. Atma Abhimani, exchanging one quality through your drishti. Now turn the other side, become Videhi, back. with the awareness, I am Master, Almighty, Authority Soul. You take drishti, don't look at the wall, to the person in front of you. Videhi stage, my seat of self-respect. I am Master, Almighty Authority. Now become a bodiless soul. Just sit down and become a bodiless soul, as if you are dead. The whole world doesn't exist. I am a bodiless soul. Now the last stage, I am an angel, I am light in the body of light. You can stand and walk like an angel in the hall. Don't carry anything with you. I am light, I am in the body of light, and I am in the land of light. Subtle region, move and walk like an angel, as if you are flying. Light and light all around. Now stop and look at an angel in front of you. Again, move as if your feet is not touching the ground. Silence. Light. Might. Again, stop and take drishti from the angel in front of you. And share a blessing through your vibration. Now slowly walk back to your seats as an angelic walk. Slowly move through the light to your seats. Now Now finally, let us fly to the soul world. Golden red light all around. I, the point of light, sitting in front of supreme light. Light upon light. Enjoy being in the soul world with Baba. Sweet silence. Point upon point. Experiencing total liberation. Slowly, from the soul world, return again to this corporeal body to play your role as a soul. Remain seated for the traffic control.
Yeah.